In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on?
I'm great. Another week in New York City.
Yeah.
How are your shows going? They look awesome.
The shows.
A lot of FOMO.
I'll say this. The shows have all been fun. The country feels like, I've probably said this before because I've said it a lot to just people who are wondering, the country feels like Europe. Like, every state is a different country. Every state is a different vibe. Every state is kind of a different language. You know, last night I was in Worcester, Massachusetts. Worcester's like 45 minutes outside of Boston, and it's cold out, and we're doing a show outside in a parking lot, and it's like, you know, there's moments where I'm like, what are we doing? So I hope, like, the best thing that could ever happen is this all, you know, kind of, we get through this, and then this is a nice memory. You know, people can look back and go, hey, remember when we did an outside show, or we went to that show outside in the parking lot? Like, because some of the times, like, the lighting, it does kind of look like the final scene of, like, She's All That. Like, it looks like the final scene of a rom-com.
What happens in the final scene of She's All That?
I don't know. It's just lit with, like, lighting and, like, it's somewhat it's, like, romantic a little bit. Like, it just, you know, there's moments where you're like, what the fuck are we doing? And then there's moments of, like, hey, we're all trying to have a safe, fun time. So the shows have been fun. If you're out there and you want to come, I'm going to be in Raleigh and I'm going to be in Kansas City, Missouri. Those are both on my calendar, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com. I'm trying, you know, New York City's a different beast because it's just, we're locked up a little bit more than most places. So in New York, I kind of post the shows as they come. Like, you know, Comedy Cellar is doing like a dinner service. So you can go there for dinner and maybe something happens.
Dinner and a show.
I don't know. No show.
Perhaps.
But there's a dinner at the Comedy Cellar. So if you know, drop by the Comedy Cellar, you can get some food and perhaps someone might have a few words. Someone might give a speech. So I don't know.
It's a prohibition, right?
There's a little bit of that. It's so some of this will be cute, hopefully, at some point. Or it gets worse and, you know, we're all in a fallout shelter of some sort. You know, who knows? It could go either way at this point.
Who knows? I feel at least, you know, it's funny how people adapt to things. It's just like, I mean, this is like life. It doesn't feel like that weird anymore.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure there's someone out there, like the other hard part about it is like, it's, you can't really complain because like, if you're trying to like push through life, you're pretty much aware that there's someone else out there that can't push through life. So, you know, you have to be aware of both. Like, I'm trying to work, but you know that some people have it really hard right now considering the situation. Some people have it easier. You know, those people are out there too. That they're like, man, the pandemic is the best thing that ever happened to me. So it goes.
People are doing just fine, like Jerry Seinfeld.
Right. He's off in the Hamptons telling you that New York isn't dead. So I again, everyone has a different situation, but I think we're all, you know, it's nice to be trying. So the shows have been fun. And the feedback is like too much. Like, people are like, you know, this is the first time I was out of the house and I'm so happy. And it's like, that's nice to hear. So that's really nice to hear. What's going on?
I would love for that to be the case in New York. I would definitely come see you.
Yeah, there's something. We're going to figure something out in New York. I don't know what it is. Like, I went to The Stand as well. They do kind of an outdoor dinner. Where, you know, you can give I can give a best man speech that has jokes in it, you know? So I don't know. I don't even know what I can say, you know, like
we need like a rooftop.
Yeah. Well, but the cold, you know, there's another thing where it's like the colder it gets, I think the more people's attitudes, we're like, you know, it's a little bit like Game of Thrones, like winter is coming. Like we're all kind of like, I think, and you know, I think like a lot of people in their living situation, they're like, yeah, the spring was harder because it was cold, and then summer was easier because I could be outside. And I think people are starting to get a little anxious. I am. I'm getting anxious that, you know, it's going to get cold out and we're going to be stuck inside and we're all going to go a little bit more crazy than we are. But I hope that that's not the case. I hope we can push through.
Yeah, I hope
but,
I can still go on a walk.
Right? Like that. Well, that's the thing. Like on a rainy day, I do notice that my mood is way different. Like I can't even like, I feel a little bit boxed in. I feel like I can't even go for a walk around the block just to like breathe the air. So, and I think that's a very, and you know, that's a New York thing too, where, and you know, maybe if you're outside of New York, that might not feel that way, but I just with kind of the living situation here, but you know, we're going to be helping people out because we're doing a virtual show.
We're doing a virtual show, and speaking about the state of the world, I found out after I posted about our show, which is on October 22nd, that's a Thursday, at 7, that I know, like, that the last presidential debate is scheduled to be on that night. Who knows if it's going to happen? I feel like this shit's, like, all over the place.
Yeah.
But if it does happen, and you want to, and you're like, why are you doing this on the night of the presidential debate? We start at 7, we'll be done by 9 when the debate starts, and this is the perfect pregame to that.
Yeah, it's a great. Were there people upset on the internet? What?
Shocking, right?
I know. Well, listen, I don't see the issue. You can join us at 7 and have a good time, and we're gonna try and lift some spirits and talk about dating and laugh at ourselves a little bit, and then you can watch the debate if that's what you want to do. But I don't think this is stopping anyone from living their life and doing their civic duties and making an informed decision. So we would love to have you, and if you don't want to come, that's okay too. But I'm sure I know that I speak to the people. I'm in these streets, and I know that the internet wildness does not always represent the every person, every man, every woman. So if you're out there and you and your friends want to do a virtual show, we're going to be taking dating questions. We're going to be giving dating app makeovers. We're going to do a deal reveal. We're going to have all the same fun we do at all our live shows. And we want you to come. We want you to. And, you know, I want to say this, Jordana. I've done a bunch of these virtual shows, and can I give a shout out? Is that okay?
Of course.
So I've done my own virtual shows, and then we've done one together. The one we did together was fantastic, and this next one will be just as good. My Beach by Happy Hour that I did was a little bit more like a talk show, a little bit more not in the dating sphere, but people came to that, and then they did a Zoom after party. And they now have this group of friends from that they met because they went to this happy hour.
That's incredible. Yeah, I remember there was a Zoom going on in the chat, in the feature, like that people, or like a group chat thing that people were doing.
Yeah, and it's like, what a great thing. They all can, you know, like I'm not giving myself credit. Like they just, I'm the bridge that got them together in some way or form. I don't matter, but they've become. They call themselves like J Train Terrain. They came to my Philly show. There was like 18 of them. And they're like
groupies.
That's the thing. They weren't my groupies. They were just like, you know, during a tough time when it gets lonely, if you're out there, it was nice that they found new friends in a time where it's really tough to do that. So I want people. That's why I think these events are important. So like, for anyone that's, you know, yelling at us for, I don't think that, I didn't even
it
hear.
It was one person. She was just like, please encourage people to watch the debate. Although if you saw, you know that the presidential debates are kind of useless. But,
yeah, I don't know what you're going
to
gain.
Not to get into that, but this is a great, I mean, like you talk about it all the time. People DM me all the time saying like, I appreciate that I can, like you say, like put my brain on a shelf.
Absolutely.
And just relax and not think about the craziness of the world. It's very stressful time in the world. Just take an hour and a half, tune into our virtual show, and you can not think about any of that shit for that period of time.
Yeah, we're not going to, I mean, as we're thinking about it, we're talking about it as we're saying you're not going to think about it, but I'm with you. And I think of that group of men and women all the time that came to my shows and told me how they met, and I was like, my heart was literally warmed. I was like, it is so nice that they kind of, and I think that this podcast can be that for a lot of people, and this event can be that for people out there as well. And I hope, you know, if you guys want to form your own Zoom after party, do that. Have fun with that. Put it in the chat. We'll spread it out if you want to make one link to make that happen. But this all happens after the show. We're doing the virtual show. Go to betches.co/uuplive.
Yes, that is correct.
The link is in the description of this episode. Jordana, I also want to remind the people that I wrote a Bachelorette preview. I previewed all 31 contestants as well as Claire for this season. If you watch The Bachelor, if you don't watch The Bachelor, I write it for everybody. It's my favorite thing in the world to write. Go check it out. Read it. It's a great read on the toilet. Have fun with it and send it around to a few of your friends. I've made fun of literally everyone, so go check it out. It's on my Instagram. It's on Betches. It's everywhere that I have put stuff out there. What are we talking about today, Jordana, now that we've...
Today we're going to go through some various scenarios. People write into us a lot about, like, if they're not drinking and dating. Mm. And how to go about that. And it's, I mean, like, obviously there's different reasons for that, but I thought I took two kind of short emails that I thought were interesting takes on different reasons people are not drinking and just kind of like how to deal with it. One is from a guy and one is from a girl.
Well, it is funny. I think both of the emails, I've read them. It's cool. It's not cool, but it's interesting that the male perspective is so different than the female perspective.
Right.
Like, let's read them first and then we can like dissect them, because it is so interesting what a man who doesn't drink is worried about versus what a woman is worried about who doesn't drink on a date. And listen, they don't speak for 100% of the people, but they got to be speaking for somebody.
I think it's a very common fear or thought, or like, I think not drinking is like the social norm. So I think anytime you're going into something not doing the social norm, there's a little insecurity attached to it.
Absolutely. I mean, I've gone on dates where I wasn't drinking and it was to lose weight, you know, like, so it wasn't. So I remember going on these dates thinking, how am I going to play this? And I think there's an element of that. And it's like, also like, you know, if I'm on a date with someone, like, first is, like, I don't want them thinking that I have such a problem with alcohol that I'm blaming it on losing weight. Then it's like, what if they believe me? Now it's like, is this guy fucking, you know, have body dysphoria? Is he have an eating issue? Like, you know, like all these other questions right. come up. And so I understand the anxiety that goes with, like, here's my story. Will they even believe my story? Do I even believe my story? You know?
Right. I feel like it's hard to go on a date. And I mean, like, you could just like not order it and not even talk about it. Like, you could just order, I guess, like a Diet Coke on a date and just not say anything about it. But I feel like there's a sort of assumption that you would. So it seems like you would have to explain yourself, even though you
have
really.
Yeah, you do have to explain yourself. I'm sorry to those people who want to say, well, I'm just me and I'll explain myself when I'm comfortable. But if someone ordered a Diet Coke on a date with me, I would question it. And I know that might sound to someone that's offensive or a little barbaric, but you're mm-hmm. if I said to someone, let's do drinks, how about this wine bar? Then they accepted, then they went on the date, got a Diet Coke at a wine bar. I would be right. like, do they not want to be here? Do they? And then never mentioned it. I'd be right. like, did I look like someone that, did my pictures not look like me?
You know, like, I think I would immediately assume that they like didn't, there was something that they wanted to like leave early, I think.
Absolutely. And it's like, listen, we're not here to lie to you, the listener. You're at home listening. We're not here to lie to you. We're here to talk about. So sometimes the truth is a little uncomfortable and a little icky. So like, we're just being open and honest about, like, if you want to live in a world where like nobody should ask me until I'm ready to tell, it's like, okay, well, good luck.
You know, right. Unless you're like, dating in the inner circles of like the Mormon community, where I know that that's like not a thing.
But even then you'd have to go, I'm actually Mormon. You know, like
I'm saying if you were like in a close knit Mormon community where everyone in your circle was like, that was like the given,
Well, then at that, but at that point, I'm sorry to interrupt, but at that point, it was, it would, you wouldn't be saying, let's get drinks at this wine bar. You'd say, let's get sodas at the soda pop fountain.
You know, exactly. Like, that's what everyone who's Mormon does, I assume, as well.
Well, I've been to Salt Lake City. That city is awesome, and there's a ton of Mormons there. It never really came up. Like, right. I also wasn't drinking that weekend, so maybe that was a perfect weekend
there you go.
To not drink. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Do we want to read these emails and get into
it? Why don't you read the first one, since that's the one from the guy? So
okay,
we'll get
I'll
the feeling the... like a man is.
Yeah, I'll read it. Okay, let me get into character. Hey, J&J. No, I'm Hey, J&J, insert praise here. Yeah, you could tell it's a dude because he's like, yeah, I'm not going to tell you I like you, but let's do this. I'll cut to the chase. I don't drink alcohol for personal reasons, but I am aware it's a common thing for people to go out for drinks as a date. I have a feeling that if I go out with someone and they're drinking while I'm not, it will make the other person uncomfortable and maybe seem like I'm trying to take advantage of them. Do you two agree with me, or am I overthinking it? Sincerely, dating sober. That is a very good question. It's a very interesting topic, but it's also hilarious to me. And I don't mean.
Jess likes it too. Good here.
Yeah, Jess likes it too. Jess, the DVD commentary of this podcast. What's that? He does. Well, she said he sounds respectful.
Just the concern is respectful.
The the idea of the concern is great. And it's like, but I don't mean to make light of it, but I'm saying it's like, he's like, I'm not drinking. I don't want to be a creep. Make sure I'm not a creep. You know, it's like, that's a guy's first concern is like, am I creepy, you know, for doing this, which is nice. It's nice to hear that perspective, right?
No, it's definitely nice. I think that's a good concern to have. I think if you went out with someone and you were going out with women hoping that they would get super drunk and you would be sober, that would be like a really weird intention to have. Obviously.
Sure. It would. And also to me, it would be the worst way to do that. You know, like not to give like an asshole a game plan, but to like to be like, I'll have the soda and then just wait there. Like, it doesn't seem like you'd be good at that. Right. Like it's like you'd be wary. from the start. But I want to ask you, what would you think? You and I were out for drinks, okay? Mm-hmm. And the waiter comes over.
You've asked me on a date, and we're at
I've
a
asked
wine
you
bar.
On a date. I've asked you on a date. We're at a wine bar. Waiter comes over and says, "Miss, what will you be having? Order a drink. Go for it."
I'll have a tequila soda.
Oh, nice. Sir, I'm going to have a Diet Coke. And the waiter walks away. And then what would happen from there?
And I would say, oh, like, do you not drink? Like,
yes,
is that not-
I don't drink for personal reasons.
Okay. You don't want to talk about it? We don't talk about it.
No, you know, it's personal reasons. It's personal reasons.
I think if you just said personal reasons, I would be like turned off by your not wanting to share anything about your life. Also, here's the thing. If I went on a date with a guy who asked me out to a wine bar, the weirdest part of it would be that he suggested this place. If the
Absolutely.
Guy asked me to go to ice, he said, let's get some, do you want to get some ice cream, some frozen yogurt? And I went on that date, I wouldn't be expecting to drink.
I am totally with you. We did the act out that Jess told me to shut up about. Jess is like, shut up. I wasn't trying to be an asshole, but I'm saying he wrote in his email, I don't drink alcohol for personal reasons. I understand that maybe in the email he didn't want to say it, you know, go into the story.
Right.
But if you're on a date with someone, and again, if you ask them to a wine bar to make them feel comfortable, but you don't drink, you got to own the baggage a little bit.
Right.
A little bit more than personal reasons.
Or if you're not ready to do that, take them somewhere where that's not in the equation.
Absolutely right. Like, ice cream.
Well, let's get coffee, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. Where drinking isn't an unassumed topic of conversation.
Right. I agree. And I think that, like, honestly, I think if I were on a date with a guy who wasn't drinking, even if, like, if he told me the reason why and he answered normally, not, like, personal reasons that end of conversation.
Sure.
I would be fine with that, and I would probably drink less. I'd probably have, like, a drink or maybe two tops, but I wouldn't be, like, trying to get drunk on this date with this guy, because it's not really, like, fun to be, like, drinking by yourself on a date, in my opinion.
Yeah, if you did that, you would have kind of your own problems that maybe he's
probably
more of
an
match. Probably, yeah, not the match for you, but also he might be a good sponsor, you know, if to join his AA meeting. I don't know. I think with drinking on dates, I think drinking on dates is about matching the energy of the person you're on the date with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I'm with you. Like if I was across the table and you weren't drinking, I'm going to back it off a little bit. If I was across the table from someone was like, one bottle of wine, let's get another bottle of wine. I'd be like, fuck yeah. Like,
it's the mood.
Also,
yeah.
That's the mood. But like, that's not to say that one is more fun than the other. That's just, that's just two people dancing to the same song.
Right. And I also think like you should just tell the person that you don't drink like as soon as you can, just because like if that alcohol is a really important part of their life, you probably won't be a big match. If you're sober and you're dating someone who drinks a lot or very socially or very often, chances are they're not, you guys are have so somewhat incompatible lifestyles, which doesn't mean either one of you is wrong or right, but like better to know that sooner, I think.
Also, if you don't drink, that's not to say you can't match with someone who does like to drink. Like there's some people, like when we talk about alcohol, a lot of times it's always in the extreme of like, I'm having six vodka sodas, you know, like there more people than not are like, yeah, I have a drink when I go out. I've had hungover. I get hungover. I have nights I regret. I'm all, you know, but now I'm, you know, like as I grew up and got more mature, I drink a little bit less because I'm older and it's not a big part of my life anymore. Like that could be someone a sober person could date. Like also I had a friend in college and he was sober and he was out with us every night and he was the best because he was actually like, I might've told this on the podcast before, he was really good at being sober with drunk people.
Right. He like, would tell you, like, he would not freak you out the next day.
No, you never walked in his room and he was like, oh. It was like, you know, that person that, like, when you get drunk, they're like, and you're like, just fucking tell me. I don't want the games. I need to know what happened. Like, he would go, he would come up to you with, like, you know, the spark notes of your night. He'd be like, you were great. Like, if you came into his room and you were like, hey, man, was I a little too much? I was like, no. You were great. You did this. You did that. You did this. You were talking to this person. You were, you know, like, he was, like, almost the, like, but some people don't want that responsibility or to be that person or to be even around those people. And that's okay, too.
Right. I think that, okay, the only way I think I would find it to be a worry about being taken advantage of or think it was kind of, like, creepy would be if I met a guy at a bar, kind of like maybe your friend's in college, so he probably wants to go out. But like if I were out at like 28, I met a guy in a bar and I'm like wasted, and then I find out he's sober. To me, that seems like
totally
like the guy is going and hitting on drunk girls at a bar who are like already drinking.
Absolutely, that's like the more I think that's more applicable to this guy's question. Is like if he's at a bar hanging by himself, not drinking, and just waiting on women to come talk to him, I would not understand that.
Yeah.
And if he's with friends and he decided to be with friends and he said to the, and this person, you know, then it gets a little less, you know, suspicious, I guess. So, yeah, I think it's like, it's twofold. It's like being open about it, setting yourself up for success, like, if you're not a drinker, that why would you, you know, it's like, why would you assume that the person that you're talking to has to be drinking? Like when you ask them on a date, like, hey, I've like if you're on a dating app and you're like, hey, I really enjoyed this conversation. Would you want to get like ice cream sometime this week? Like the person could respond like ice cream. What is it? The 1950s? Like what's going on? And then you would say, well, I actually don't drink. If that's a problem for you, that's no problem. But I just want to be upfront and kind of set us up for a date that I would like. You should be going on dates that you want to go on. You know, not
that would be fun you would for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound fun to go to a wine bar and not be drinking to me, really. I guess it's like somewhere for you to meet and talk and like, sure. Yeah. But I would pick, again, somewhere a little more.
And especially now you get like a, you know, like with social distance and being outside, like, you know, you could find a place that has outdoor seating that, you know, it's just nice to be out.
It's funny. It's funny because I feel like in an earlier episode, maybe like a year ago, we were talking about how like hiking dates are so creepy or like walking dates are so terrible. And someone messaged us about that. They were like, wow, well,
times not have anymore. Changed. Yeah. I literally was driving back this morning from Worcester and I'm driving through like Connecticut and I'm talking to Jess on the phone. I'm like, we should do a fall break type of thing. Let's go look at some leaves and hike. And I was like, who am I? What happened?
Right. The things that you're into now.
Yeah.
Right. That's my like big activity for the weekend. Like I'm going to walk to the Williamsburg Bridge. It's going to be crazy.
It's nutso. Right. Let's read the lady version of this.
The lady version, she writes, hi, J&J. I don't think you've addressed this question before. I'm about to start the process of freezing my eggs. I am 30, single, and very ambitious/work focused. I have the money to put them on ice, so why not? As part of the process, I will not be able to drink alcohol for about 8 weeks. Typically, I'm a normal social drinker. I don't want to put dating on pause for 2 months, but I'm wondering how to handle this alcohol hiatus. I obviously could just lie and say I'm doing some sort of health, no drinking thing. Like Jared, the loser.
like Jared, the fat loser who hates himself, yeah.
And maybe that's my best answer. Basically, I don't want it to come across as if I'm usually sober, but I also don't feel great coming out with I'm freezing my eggs as the reason. I can see a guy thinking I'm baby hungry, which is when it's literally the opposite. Maybe lying is the best policy here. Thanks.
You know, it's a very good question. These are two, like, absolutely strong, interesting, like
alcohol related
alcohol nuance. Like I gotta say, when I read this, I didn't see the freezing my eggs component coming. And okay. I do understand where she's like, I understand why she's anxious, because I'm imagining being on a date and the woman's like, hey, not drinking tonight, freezing my eggs, really looking for the one. So is it you? You know, like, it's...
Right. But I see what she's saying, where it's like guys will immediately, you say freezing your eggs and guys immediately think about like you wanting kids. But she's, what she's right is that it's like she's giving herself the freedom to not be like rushing into a relationship or rushing into marriage, because that's what freezing your eggs does. You're saying like, it takes the like age time thing out of it. So it's kind of,
listen, you're preaching to the choir here. I understand the male reaction of like freezing eggs, babies, condoms. Oh my God. You know, like I am that guy, but over time I've aged into thinking about the freezing eggs process. I don't know did I say it on this podcast, and I don't know how wrong what I'm saying is saying. So just understand my intent is there. What you're saying when you're like, oh, freezing your eggs gives you more time, right?
Right.
And Jess is yelling out, it's insurance on your baby, which, okay, great. To me, like, if you have the ability to freeze eggs, I'm sitting here being like, and it's very expensive. It's very expensive.
It is expensive, yeah.
So if you have the ability and the privilege and the monetary, you know, the funds available, and you can relieve yourself of that ticking clock. To me, I'm like, that's actually a great solution to not rush the dating process.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. That's what she's saying. You think most men sort of think it through to that level, or most men kind of like with your initial gut reaction of like, I think that my her fear is probably like this. They're thinking like, this person is like a serious person, and they're like fully they're very intensely planning their life. I think
she did say she's true, she's ambitious. And she did say she's ambitious and work focused, which great for her. And again, like someone who, you know, freezing your eggs also, there's a bit of organization to that person involved. Right. I understand that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think, like, I'm sitting here, I'm a rational guy who has dated anxiously, hoping that babies wouldn't come out of nowhere. So as that person, I do think I would be able to think through this and go, oh, that's nice. But I would also, I would assume that person's serious without the freezing of the eggs. Like, I don't think a guy goes on a date with a 30-year-old woman and thinks that she's just like, whatever, you know? Like,
right.
Like, I don't think you sit down for drinks and think that she's going to be like talking about like, you know, let's go to a sorority house and party tonight. Like, I don't think that's...
Right. If you're going out with, like, a very career-oriented businesswoman who's 30, I think you're probably already on that page rather than, like... It's not like you're going out with a 22-year-old who's, like, just got out of college and seems like she's looking to have a good time.
Yeah, and I'm not that smart. Like, I'm not smarter than the next person. You know, like, I can speak for myself. Like, I would go, huh. Like, I would do the same thing I've done. That is a good idea. You know, like, I wouldn't go, ha, huh? And then, like, you'd see, like, my fate, like, whoop, 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 and then run away. Like, I'm not going to, like, do that. So I think, what do you think her best way to go is?
I think sort of similarly to the first guy, it's like, maybe suggest a date that's not drinking, because one, I think you'll have a better time on it.
Yeah.
And I think that if it comes up in some way, if you don't feel like you want to talk about it right away, suggest one of these dates where it won't come up. But if it did come up, I think you telling someone that is like a great way for them to get to know you. So I wouldn't see it as like, don't tell them because like you'll scare them off. It's like, if they're going to be scared of that on date one, they're going to be scared of it on date four, and you're already going to have invested more time in them.
I'm with you. I think for both of these people, I think like, her saying I'm on a juice cleanse, you know, and him saying I'm not drinking for personal reasons are kind of the same type of thing that would make me walk away rather than walk towards them. Like, I think like the word baggage gets a bad reputation, but we all carry baggage. And I want to date someone who is aware that they have bags in their hand more than I want to date someone who goes, what bags?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, no, I agree. I think baggage is who you are. It's what makes you different from other people. It's what has built your life experience, you know?
Yes. And so if I was on a date and someone said to me, why aren't you drinking? And I was like, you know what? I'm trying to lose like 10 pounds. That is my baggage. You know, like right. I'm trying to like, I didn't like how I fit my pants. They're going to run away from me or be more, feel more closer to me. It's one or the other. I can't really control that.
Right. And I think the sooner you let them know who you are, the less of your time you waste. Because if they're not interested, you just find out faster. It's not like that person's going to.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm with you as far as, like, the egg freezing. And even with being sober, it's like these are all personal stories. Like, don't you want to get to know someone on the date? Like, I we get all these emails about people being like, when do I reveal myself? I don't want to scare them away. If being yourself is going to scare them away, then you did the right thing. Like
right.
Yeah, you exactly. know?
Yeah, because like, people eventually find out who you are. And sometimes it's like, oh, like you just spent all that time trying to hide who you were. And then they found out and either they didn't care or they did care. And then you just wasted your own time.
I totally agree. I mean, I used to have this thing with like, you know, again, this is not the same as being sober, trying to have a child. But when I would go on dates and it's like, oh, you're a comedian. Tell me about that. If I was like, you know, doing stand up to me is very personal. Like I treat it as if it's my child. Like, and that world I treat, you know, it's very much like important to me. I would talk about it, but I wouldn't be like, you know, and then they'd be like, well, let me come to a show. I'd be like, well, we're going to have to wait on that. You know, right. like, yeah. It's okay to be like, yeah, we'll see, hopefully soon. You know, like, there's a way to, like, drag over the parts that you're not ready to go with. Like, just because we're saying, like, you got to own your baggage doesn't mean we're like, you have to tell
everything you've ever, right, yeah. every secret you have. But, yeah. Kind of like, but there's a fine line between that and what the first guy was saying, where if in our mind that we're projecting that he's saying, you know, personal reasons.
Sure, sure.
Like, there's a line between personal reasons and, like, well, it all started with my parents' divorce in, like, 1997. Like, there's, yeah. you know what I mean? Somewhere in between there of disclosing what feels, like, comfortable based on your level of trust and intimacy with the person at that moment, which first date is probably, like, high level, but more detailed than personal reasons.
Yeah, I want to read chapter 1 of the book, not chapter 10. You know, like we can get to chapter 10 if I trust you enough to give you that chapter.
Right.
You know, I the eggs thing is such an interesting thing. But I also love it. Like, I'm like, yeah, fucking.
I think that's great. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I thought about that. Being single, if you can afford it, that's like a great way to take the pressure off yourself. You're talking about, we talk about this all the time, where men and women have like dealing with different timelines and that kind of changes the way that they see dating. To be able to have that kind of the same feeling as the man in that sense would be like so liberating.
This is it's kind of a good idea for a movie, call the movie The Clock, and a woman freezes her eggs and then she feels freed by it to act right. like, to date like a man. Like, it's kind of like a good premise for a rom-com.
I like it. We should write it.
Let's write it up.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
15.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist. This scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
You ready? Let's do some awkward sex. You ready?
Let's do it.
UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Send them in. Keep sending them in. Hi, J&J. Love y'all on the pod. I've told many a friend and rated, reviewed, and subscribed. I recently had a lust in the time of Corona hookup. I hope you'll enjoy hearing about. I'm a 26-year-old guy and attended at a socially distanced dinner with my coworkers, most of whom are young women, the other week. My coworker Katie ended up telling the group that she's been itching to have sex again since breaking up with her boyfriend in May. I just love
that's an interesting thing to tell your coworkers.
Yeah. I got an itch, and the only thing that will relieve it is some dick. This is a woman at the dinner. At her coworker's dinner. Yeah, that Jess goes, that's what you say, Jared. Okay. I'm a real pleasure to live with. But she takes COVID very seriously, and dating has been a challenge. So let me reread that. My coworker Katie ended up telling the group that she's been itching to have sex again since breaking up with her boyfriend in May, but she's taking COVID very seriously and dating has been a challenge. I've been taking it seriously as well. So like a gentleman, I invited her over to dinner at my place later that week, and zip, 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 zoop, zop, we did our thing. When were they? Is Zip Zoop Zop saying they took a COVID test? What does that mean?
Like, does that mean? Right. I don't see how this is like so much. Oh, well, let's get to the ground
rules. Okay. Right before we hooked up, she made us establish ground rules. See, like.
Hot. Guys love when you do that.
Ooh, Zip Zoop Zop. Rule number one.
Like, would you sign this affidavit?
Yeah. Like, I this is kind of the problem I have with people lashing out at each other, where we've all like created our own rationalizations for how safe we are, so right. that we can yell at someone else for how
everyone
unsafe.
Has their own code.
Right? Like, oh, I had it already. Oh, really? Were you tested? No, but I had the sniffles in March, so you know I got the antibodies. It's like, no, you don't know that. Like, it's. And then they get to yell at someone for being the worst.
Then they get judgmental about
other people. Yeah, it's just like there's a certain brand of person that I'm like, hey, instead of typing this out online, why don't you put it in an email to your mom and dad? Like maybe they don't leave the house with a mask on the right way.
This ground rules thing is so funny. It makes me think of, you know, all those celebrities that they say, like, there's rumors that like people have to sign like NDAs before yes. they sleep with them. Mm-hmm. I always wonder, like, how does that get facilitated? Like, is it immediate, right after?
I always assumed that it was the minute you walk in their house, it just got printed out like a fax machine. It was just like,
instead of taking off your shoes,
yeah,
take off your shoes and sign this NDA.
Like Justin Timberlake has an iPad just float down from the ceiling. Like you're at the doctor's office. Like they just have
right.
you sign.
Or you check into a workout class and you have to sign the liability form.
Let's get to the ground rules. Okay, right before we hooked up, she made us establish ground rules, which ended up being one, communication. Okay. Yeah, like, what the hell is this? These should be the ground rules for any dating, anyone you fuck. One, communication. Two, discrepancy. Three, this being a casual thing. I think we're finding out why her relationship ended before COVID.
Right. Sounds like there's a lot of rules around the...
Fast forward a week, and we each get a call from a contact tracer telling us that another coworker at the dinner tested positive for COVID and asking us if we've been in close contact with anyone else at the company. I said no, like a liar. Katie spilled the beans on pretty much everything to the contact tracer. I'm just imagining her on the phone with the contract tracer being like, like dishing, just like, so he came home with me and I think he's a nice guy. I think it's just really just casual. We made some ground rules, and then like flash forward to 10 minutes later, she's crying. She's like, and I don't know. I just can't, after the relationship ended, I just was itching, you know, for some sex, and we're at the dinner. I'm not even attracted to him. Like,
he only went down on me. I thought it was, you know, I wasn't sure if it could be spread that way.
Yeah. I swear to God, I was good enough. I was an honor roll. I said, so Katie spilled the beans on pretty much everything to the contact tracer, who kindly informed me he was reporting back to the head of our branch and company's vice president of HR. I'm now anxiously awaiting for the call from one of them and wondering if the hookup was worth it. Ah, who am I kidding? Of course it was. Okay, this guy's a jokester. Anyways, hope you got a kick out of my awkward sitch. Peace and blessings, risky business. So what do we think? Does he get in trouble for this? You own a company.
I don't think you can. I don't think, unless like she's his boss or he's her boss, I think that this is probably like fine in terms of like HR related stuff. I think it's just more awkward.
Yeah, where does HIPAA come in?
Companies know that.
Yeah, like
Well, HIPAA's a doctor to patient thing, so I don't know if that works like within companies.
So this is the contact chasers from their company.
It's funny that discrepancy was the one of the things, and the girl was the one who immediately spoke. Discrepancy was rule number two. Yeah.
Hey, have you been in contact? I swear. Yeah, I fucked him. I sucked his dick. Yeah, like, okay. Thanks, Katie.
Right. I'm not sure if they're allowed to disclose like who did with who, or maybe they are. I don't know. I think it would be two of my employees I found out this happened to, I think I would probably just laugh.
Yeah.
Assuming there was no weird relationship where like, you know, one's the boss or something.
And also where like someone's, you know, if there's other things going on, if this is just we hooked up, so you know that this is just what the contract, you know, like this is a COVID
only. I wonder
how
detailed she had to get.
I licked his balls. I didn't come. Yeah, like I can't get it if I can't come, right? What would you call this?
I don't know. What do you think? I'm at a loss.
So I'm going to call him Skip. So loose lips sink Skip.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, that was my idea for it. I don't know. Any other? What's that? Oh, Gossip Girl just
Gossip Girl's good. Comes I in like with, that. Yeah. This one's tough. I'm sure you guys will think of some great ones, though. Email them to us at UUP@betches.com.
Contact Eraser.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Contact blocker, like a cock blocker. Would this be a red flag or a deal breaker for you? Like, would moments. So here's the red flag deal breaker. Would this shake you out of wanting to hook up with them again? Like, sometimes you'll hook up with someone, it'll go great. You guys are like on the same page. And then like something happens, I'll let people behind the curtains. We've tried to tape on Wednesday and then we had technical difficulties. Like one time, then two time, and then the third time we were like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need to do it. We'll do it another day. Let's regroup another time. Like there are some things with certain relationships where it's like, would the contract tracer be like the moment where you go, I don't need to fucking deal with this guy.
I think if you're kind of on the fence, you'd probably be like, this is a good excuse too. And this is like all I really needed. It's like gotten too complicated. We're putting others in danger.
It's a good excuse where, like, you can kind of curb people's emotions. You can be like, hey, that was a fun night, but this is all a lot. Now we got HR involved in me coming. I don't need this anymore. And like, I would see how egos would be preserved in that situation.
Right. But I think if you liked the person, it would just be like kind of a funny story.
Oh, totally. Yeah. This isn't something that stops two people from falling in love.
Right. Neither of them should think of it as an excuse if they're actually into it.
Yeah, totally. I'm with you.
I like the lust in the time of Corona, though, too.
Lust in the time of Corona. A story about spittle.
I do think it's funny that she broke their love contract.
Right away. I mean, the real question is, can she ever be trusted again?
Right. Why wouldn't she give him a heads up?
This is something Jess would do. Jess is a rules person. So
that's a deal breaker for me.
What's a deal breaker for you? Her snitching. Yeah, but Jess, like, you know, you get off the flight from somewhere and she's like, we've been everywhere. We've touched everything. We don't know what we're doing. You know, like, and it's like.
Mike's like that too.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we don't have to give away our fucking social security number to these people. We're going to go home and fucking quarantine. Don't worry. You know, like, just trust us.
Right.
You know, like.
Give us your DNA and you can get off the plane.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, people. We're sponsored at Orbit. They know that bad breath to bad behavior like ghosting, dating can get dirty. Whether it's masked up and in person or dating from home in this new normal, people are finding new and creative ways to stay connected when it comes to dating. And either way, Orbit wants you to keep it clean, because a clean mouth and fresh smile is all you really need to shine in the dirty world of modern dating.
Nothing breaks your confidence more than trying to navigate the world of modern dating. When faced with the dirtiness in dating, it's hard to know how to confidently respond. Someone needs to clean it up. In this period of a worldwide pandemic, the way people are interacting with one another has changed, and it's put more pressure on both online and offline dating dynamics. Keep It Clean allows Orbit to live wherever dating does, whether that's online, offline, or in between.
Okay, Jordana, red flag deal breaker. Bad breath on a first date. How are you handling it? What do you think?
I think it's actually like a deal breaker. First date.
Deal, you're done.
I'm done. If it's the first date, and that's like one of the main things I feel like that you should check before you go out. Is my breath smelling minty and fresh?
See, my feelings have changed. I think everyone should get one shot. Like, considering, you know, it wasn't until we had to start wearing these masks that I, you know, you put on the mask.
You can smell your own breath. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not, you know, 100%. I'm not walking around with clean breath all the time. I'm not killing it every day. There's moments where I leave the house and I've been talking with you on a podcast for an hour and a half and I get that stale smell and you're like, oh my God, this is what I've been doing. So like, I'd give
podcast breath. Is that what they call it?
That's what I got. Podcast breath all the time. And, you know, I give someone the opportunity, and I do the thing where I'll carry Orbit with me, and I'll offer
them a stick of gum.
Hey, do you want some too? And then it's like, oh, now we both, and you kind of like let them off the hook.
That's a good way to tell someone that they have bad breath without, you know,
absolutely
having to say it.
There is nothing more embarrassing. It is as if when someone says, ugh, like my dad a lot of times will go, your breath stinks. And I'll be like, that is as if he threw me outside the house naked. And
you know
I'm
why?
Sitting there. It feels
It's because it feels like you've been like how many people have thought this
who
and
knows?
Not said
who
anything.
Well, right. Exactly. And then you get mad at the person for telling you, but they're actually your best friend in the world.
Right. They should have been people should have been telling you the whole time. Normalize telling people that their breath smells.
Well, we have to find different ways to say it. Hey, here's some Orbit. Can be. And when someone offers me some gum, I go, is it bad? Is it that bad? And then they always go, no. I was just having some myself. I wanted to offer you. And that's the way you do it. Lie to
right.
me.
Right. Right. And if anyone ever says that to you, I was just having some for myself, know that they're lying to you too, but they're
exactly.
being nice about it. And just take the Orbit. They're sending you a message.
They're sending you a message. They're also, they're doing it as nicely as humanly possible. When you say this, like, your breath stinks, that might as well be someone, you know, giving me the middle finger to my face. Like, I need, hey, I got some gum. Do you want some too? And then I go, does it smell? Am I having an issue? No, you're fine. I'm just, there it is. Done.
Right.
You're in the
game. Protect yourself. Just always have a packet of Orbit on you.
Well, that's the thing. When I'm on a date, if I offered them gum and they go, no, I'm good, and then their breath smell, I'd be like, okay, that's the deal breaker.
Right.
That's
a good
the
point.
Moment where I go, okay, they don't want to like reflect. They don't want to fix themselves. They're not, you know, workable. They're not a rough draft. I'm a rough draft. I'm willing to be better.
I'll always have gum on the way to a date just to like, you know,
always.
Gives me something to do.
You guys are all in luck because Orbit is helping you keep it clean with their Keep It Clean campaign. To find out more information on how you can keep it clean with Orbit Gum, visit orbitgum.com or check out Orbit Gum at Orbit Gum on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Again, that's orbitgum.com, orbitgum.com to keep it clean starting today. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
UUP@betches.com. Hit it.
Hey guys, love your podcast, Feather Feather. I feel like it helps me check myself when I'm questioning everything dated related because I love your advice. I was recently listening to your podcast titled, Can You Ever Assume You're in a Relationship? And Jared made the assume reference in sales. I have been what I assume to be dating, aka boyfriend. I've been dating she assumed this guy was her boyfriend, but they've been dating for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the conversation of us being mutually exclusive to each other, and I've met his parents. We live together, and I go hang out with his family when he's not around.
I'd say you're together. What's she waiting for? Like, what's going to make her sure when she has the baby in her hand? Like,
well, let's move on from this.
Okay.
Let's finish the email, and then we can talk about how terrible men are.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a tough one for me to defend, I'm assuming.
However, recently in conversation between him and I invited him to a family wedding, and I told him it only makes sense to bring my boyfriend. And he said, whoa, I'm not your boyfriend and you're not my girlfriend. Now I feel like a total idiot, and I have recently moved out and back across the state within the last 2 weeks, but he still texts me and calls me acting like my boyfriend but doesn't want the label. I know the answer is probably in the email, but what the hell do I do here? Best regards, best worst situationship. See, this is why men are like,
what?
Terrible. This is why it's so funny. I feel like in the beginning when we first started this podcast, you were like, why do you need the label? You're getting everything you want. It's like,
sure.
Because like, I don't want to be like at the altar wondering, what are we? Like,
yeah,
you can never assume anything with men. It's crazy.
I guess not, but like, okay, I'll take the email as it's written. I won't say anything that might be, everything that we need is here in this email. To me, she has to stop talking to him. And it's like,
100%.
So 100%. But I'm saying, yes, men are awful. This is awful. Like, for him to be like, for her to go,
whoa.
Just
because we live together and we have a child and we've been married for several years doesn't mean that we're dating.
Yeah, whoa, you're getting a little clingy. Yeah,
psycho.
Yeah, like you have two adults right now. We're both laughing at him. Right. I think 99.9% of people would laugh at him as well. Like, I still stand by my assumed close. Like, I don't think, if anything.
I feel for her because she probably went into that so confident.
Of course.
Like, of course.
But, listen, he could have, you know, like, a lot of people wake up confident and get dumped every day. You know, so, like, I when it, how it happens is secondary to it happening, right?
Right.
So, like, the way this went down, like, you have to, she's moved out. So, like, she said she moved out across the state. Like, I don't know, like, where she, like, you're always going to feel stupid, right?
In her scenario, yeah, but I feel like she shouldn't, because like if I were living with someone and I had met their parents and I go out with their family when they're not around.
Sure, no, but I'm not saying no one should feel stupid, but I'm saying you're always going to feel stupid.
Right.
Like,
yeah, totally.
Like if they were let's say in another alternate universe, they're like, yeah, we're boyfriend and a girlfriend, and then she's like, hey, want to come to the wedding? And he was like, ah, I've been thinking about this, we're done. Like, isn't that the same thing as what happened?
Right. It just, I guess this way just made her feel more dumb because she referred to it as if it was happening. And the way he called her out on it was like, you're like, no one ever said anything. I think this is almost like a gaslighting thing where he's like, he went into this conversation, like, making her seem crazy for thinking that.
Yeah. And she's not crazy at all. And I understand, like, that might take, like, talking with friends and family and maybe like going to therapy. Like, I don't know if that's what she should do, but I'm saying it does take a moment of reflection to go, yeah, I'm not the idiot here. I'm not crazy here. Like, it's like when you go into the doctor and you're like, I have this wrong. And they make a recommendation. They go, you have, based on what you're saying, you have X. If she came to us and was like, yeah, we live together, we've met both the parents, we sleep in the same bed every night, we do laundry together, yeah, we would go, oh yeah, you've got a boyfriend there. Like,
right.
I don't think she should be embarrassed of that at all. It's more that, like, what sucks about it is, like, you trusted the wrong person, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, do you feel like in the future maybe she should try to bring it up earlier, or just assume that this person is like a huge outlier and very few other people would do these acts? Because it's funny, we always say, like, look at the actions, and all the actions seem to point
to what seemed obvious. I have no doubt this has happened to other people before and will happen to other people in the future. But I also don't think you can, like, live your life for the people who are trying to lie to you. Like, you have to make an effort to lie to someone, to be like living with them and mutually exclusive and meeting the parents, to not believe you're in a relationship, or to believe, like, at that point, what's the difference? You know, at that point,
I guess the difference is that he could be hooking up with other people.
Well, she said that we're mutually exclusive to each other.
Oh, maybe not then.
We've had the conversation of being mutually exclusive to each other. So when she says that, it's like, does he think he's just going to leave one day and drop a note, like, to end it? Like, and I think for someone like this guy, he doesn't believe that his life is going to be worse without her, as sad as that sounds. So when she continues to text with him, he still texts and calls me acting like my boyfriend. Hey, we're broken up. I don't talk to you anymore. You don't get access to me. Like, Right. Now,
and like, I could see him, his response to that being like, I don't understand. Like everything could be the same. I just don't like the label.
And
like,
then
what's the big deal?
Well, it's a big deal to me. So I'm looking for someone who wants to be in a labeled relationship with me. We are obviously looking for two different things. Like,
right.
At that point, like, I think like a lot of people are like, well, you know, we sometimes the advice is given. And I hate saying this because people grab onto the hope. They never grab onto the reality. So like mm-hmm. you have to make someone's pants not fit to make them want to lose weight. Generally. So this guy still has you. He still gets to call you. He still gets to text you. He still says like, hey, maybe we'll like do a trip in 2 weeks. He gets the emotional access to you. You have to make him realize like what life is like without you. And maybe he says, wow, I didn't even realize that we were in a, like maybe he comes back and is like, I didn't realize how much I valued the relationship that I wouldn't admit to being it. But right. there's a very small chance of that happening. More
there's
likely.
A small chance, and even if it did happen, I feel like it's kind of like, it's sort of like, it like spoils it a little bit.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely. Like you didn't, know? You had to be dragged into this. You had to have like, right. You had to be like Ebenezer Scrooge and be visited by three ghosts to fucking right. believe.
To realize that, your yeah. loss. Yeah.
yeah. Like, so I understand why it's icky, but like she should, if I'm her, I would want to break up with someone that didn't, that was lying to me. Cause he's lying at this point.
Right. Or they didn't feel like they felt comfortable putting a public label on something that I had invested in. And they, it seemed like they had invested it so much in emotionally.
Yeah. But you can't tell someone to break up with someone. Like I'm just saying to her, like,
well, they don't have to break up. They're not
yeah, they're not living together anymore. But the fact that he still calls and texts, I would dump him. I don't think yeah. She moved out and she was like, I guess we're not what I thought we were. That's not what it is. This is a breakup. Like I yeah. think when you do the assume close and then the person goes, whoa, what are you talking about? While they're like literally wearing clothes that you washed for them. You know, like I think the thought is like, oh, I guess I went too quick. No. You went the pace you wanted to go. He acted like he paced with you, then acted like he wasn't with you the whole time. You have to dump him now. And to continue talking to him as if like, oh, maybe I got ahead of myself. No, you didn't get ahead of yourself. You ran the yeah. speed that you felt was right.
I agree. It's like if some of these things, if even like half of the things that she's saying they were doing did
they
not
live
occur,
together.
You
fucking
saying,
lived together.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like she was like, that she saw this guy once a week for the past 9 months and they never met anyone. She never met any of his friends or anything. And like, that would be like a slightly different story, I guess, if they'd never talked about it and they occasionally hooked up or saw each other. But yeah. this is clearly like a deceptive thing, especially. And someone, I think the worst part of it to me would be that the guy wouldn't see how you would assume that.
Yeah, it's a lie. Like, if you brought this case to a dating defense lawyer, they would be like, oh, we got a slam dunk. We got a relationship on our hands.
Right. This is the smoking gun.
Yeah.
It's of the brunch table. Of the
yeah. yeah, it's just, I just because someone calls you crazy doesn't mean you have to accept that you're crazy.
I agree.
You know, okay. And I what bothers me is that this is like, well, your assume close thing didn't work. No, you just found out that you dated a liar. So it did right. work. You know, like.
Yeah. Because imagine also, if you didn't do that, you might be like, you know, about to get married and find out you're not in a relationship.
Yeah. Wait, we're doing what at 12? We're walking down the aisle.
Whoa,
me?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also for her, if she wants to like change her actions for the next guy, it's okay to say, I am in a relationship right now. I consider you yeah. my boyfriend. You don't have to, they don't have to fucking. Then they can
well,
say
so you
no.
feel like two people have to agree in order to
no,
be in a relationship.
Well, they didn't just then. These people
well,
didn't.
That's kind of the worst part is that she's now kind of like delusional feeling because like
she's she not. Wasn't in a, she was never delusional. What's that?
I think it takes two people to be in a relationship. You don't think?
it takes two people to be in the relationship, but it does, but it takes, you know, but it takes one person to decide that this is a relationship for me. Like, everything you're doing is my relationship. That's a boyfriend, girlfriend. If that's not what it is to you, then we need to break up.
Right, because then you have different definitions in the legal contract.
Yeah.
You define relationship very differently.
Sure. I think a lot of these things that we do are to protect our own feelings. And like, she went with a different path, and it's like, at some point you're going to get hurt if it's not the right person.
Right. If anything, do the assume close earlier. Maybe like a week after you move in.
Yeah. Now that you're my boyfriend moving in with me, whoa. I was just looking for a place to stay.
I thought we were roommates.
Yeah, crazy.
let's do some games.
Let's play some games. Send yours in, UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. Red flag deal breaker, they wear two masks.
Okay, so they're showing up to our first park date wearing two masks.
Who's doing, is this like the double polo shirt? Is this a look?
I think it's like an extra cautious thing.
That's like the guy who's like, I gotta wear an extra condom for this one. Then like they literally had to like be like, no, you don't do that. It makes that actually.
Well, that
hurts.
Does make it worse. But two masks is probably does make it a little safer. Less things to escape.
If it's two masks and they're showing up the date, I would just assume that they were like extra cautious about making out. Like they'd be like, no. We ain't just two on here, you know?
Yeah, I would assume we weren't really a match because I feel like they would be, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I feel like they would be on a much more intensive level than I was. And like, okay. I would probably be annoying them with things that I were doing that they didn't think were
How about this? Let's change it to a more realistic one. They wear the face shield and a mask.
Oh, right. I've seen that on a plane.
Yeah, on a plane. The plane people, I guess I get it, but the planes they say are even safer.
But if you're walking
safer
down the street, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm here for the date. Face shield and mask. What do you say?
I think no, not again. I don't like. I mean, I guess I do judge, but it's more just like again, I don't think we're going to be compatible.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I would assume that I would be considered a monster by them.
Right. Or I would assume they were like immunocompromised and then I would be worried also about like, if they were that worried for themselves, I might be actually like a little bit more worried for them. Do you know what I mean? Like I could see doing that if I had an immunocompromised issue where I couldn't be around others.
Sure. And then I'd have to worry about every move that I made. Yeah. It's an interesting question where it's like, well, what if they're wearing gloves? Well, that's a little weird to me. Like, what if they're wearing, you know, like, it is funny that it's like, it's funny that the thin line between asshole and too much. It's like, it's either wear the mask or nothing is someone I would date.
Right.
You know, like, face mask and the mask, I'd be like, a little too much. No mask, I'm like, a little too much that way. It's like a Three Bears situation.
Yeah. They just need to wear, like, they just need to be normal. Like, look at everyone else outside and, like, do what they're doing.
Yeah. Just do what everyone else is doing.
I just desperately want to date someone who's just a normal member of society.
Yeah. Let's do another.
That's funny. All right. Someone writes in, she wrote, I mentioned to a guy I was seeing that I hated watching my favorite MLB team on my laptop. I didn't have the right cord to project it on my big TV. He went out and randomly brought me the right cords and gifted it to me so I could watch my team on the playoffs. Super thoughtful. Mm. A week later, after they had been eliminated, he asked for the cords back so we could return them to Best Buy to get his money back. I love these when they're God. True. When they're true, it's like the best.
That is... That... See,
it's so funny because in her head, she's probably like, this guy is so sweet and so thoughtful.
Sure. And like...
And then...
Also, like, how much was the cord? Like, $10? Like,
right.
But so, Jordana, what this made me think of is like when women buy clothes and then return them after wearing them.
I don't think that's that common.
It's not that common. Okay, yeah, I was wondering if that, because that's like a TV thing. Like, that's been in a lot of sitcom,
right?
Like scripts where we bought the shirt, I'll wear it, and then I'll return it, and then they get a stain. Yay! Right. So I've seen that trope. So I was wondering if that's a so it's not really a thing. That's like a punch bowl.
I think it's been done, but I don't think it's like common practice. Although maybe if you like really can't afford something and you really need it for an event, that's something you would do. I haven't. Mm. Maybe I've done that like once, like again, when I had like less money possibly, and there was like something I really needed something for.
If you've done it once, that means a lot of women have done it at least once. That means it is a thing.
So maybe it is a thing. Maybe I'm wrong and it is a thing.
I don't know. I
so if you met someone who did, but it's one thing if I'm doing it myself for me, it's another thing if I'm like, here, sure, I bought you this, you know, watch for this event, and yeah, then I try to return it after. I think it's okay. I think it's okay to be like cheap on yourself. It's not okay in the early dating stages to be cheap for someone else. Like, I'm okay if a guy takes the subway to meet me on a date.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to take the subway together with him.
Yeah.
Because he won't pay for an Uber, if that makes sense.
It's not cute to be made into someone's like cheap accomplice.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. You're right. I guess those are two very different things. If someone did this to me, it would say a lot about us as a match. I would be like, wow, you really care about these. Like, I would kind of be out, I think.
Right, because it's almost like you care, not only just like you care about saving money, but you care about being so stingy in that you're not even realizing that this looks like really weird.
Yeah, you care less about looking bad in front of me. You care more about the $10 for the cord than you do looking good to me.
Right. I agree. It's like if a guy like brought out like a Groupon on a date or something. Again, if he did that like alone or with his friends, like I'm kind of like sort of okay with it. But sure. I think like to do it, there's a certain element of like social acceptability there.
It would be okay if I was 6 months in. That's where I'm like, 6 months in, I'm okay. Like, that's where I'm at the I'm already wading into the waters of practicality where I'm like, okay. Yeah, that was a sweet gesture, and I get it. Like, you didn't have to buy, you know, like...
The veil has been lifted.
Yeah, or if they're really into electronics, and they're like, I can get a credit, and I can get something that I would really use. Like, that's a different story, too.
Right, I agree. But if it was just, like, he did it on, like, our second date, and then he returned it, like, after our third date, I'd be like...
It would feel like a way to get you back on the date. Like, I want to guarantee another date, so I'll ask her to come out with me. So that she can return the cord. That could be part.
That sounds so exciting. Yes. You want to go return something at Best Buy with me?
Well, hey, bring the cord on the date. Let's go out again, but bring the cord. We'll do dinner and cord exchange. I don't know.
Yeah, dinner and cord. This guy sounds like he's going on a lot of adventures.
Tons of adventures. Let's do one more. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, J&J, I'd been texting with this guy from Bumble for a few days before he mentioned that he had an Instagram for his dog. He texted me the username followed by shameless plug and the blushy face emoji. The profile has over 1,800 followers and says, Mom, accepting applications. Oh, my God.
So to clarify,
clarify it. We can put this on the Instagram account, right?
I think so. I don't know if it's an invasion of his privacy or not.
Well, we can get rid of the name. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if we can
get rid of the name and any pictures of him. Anyway, this guy puts up an Instagram. She sent us a screenshot. So it says the dog's name, and then it says dad, and it says his Instagram handle, mm-hmm. and then under mom, it says accepting applications. Love my family.
And and for the applications, I want to make sure people know it's applications. Okay, so I was immediately turned off by this, and I'm seriously second guessing going on a date with this dude. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I would second guess going on a date with him too, but that's not to say that like this is a terrible thing. I would just not be a match for someone. I think.
Why are you not a match for someone like this? I actually, I'm questioning this.
To me, it's like very cheesy. It's not really my style.
Okay, the cheesiness, I'm with you. That would be a turnoff to me as well.
That's the first thing. The second thing is like, this is clearly him using this as like a way to like, you know, show himself in a certain way to women. Like I would assume I wasn't the only person he was sending this to.
Sure. And to defend him, there's such a thing as a thought picture. So like, it's not like women are absolved. Like he's doing the male version of what women do on Instagram. No.
Like this is the male thirst trap.
Yeah. I would say it is, because he's saying mom accepting applications. So he's basically saying the DMs are open, people. If you like what you see, just take a shot.
Yeah, to me, it's like, I don't know. It's just not my style. I can like sort of see it.
Not your style is the right, I think, is the totally like normal, like seeing this and going, that's not my style. Seeing this is totally normal to me. Seeing this and going, well, he's looking for women online. Well, sorry to break it to you, hon, but that's what all men are doing at all times before going on a date with you.
Well, it's funny. I feel like in the same way that a guy might see like a picture that a girl puts up like of her ass and be like, maybe he's into it, but he's also kind of like, that's a little try hard.
Sure. He's allowed. Yeah, this is it.
Right. This is like the equivalent of like him, if he were a woman, putting his like ass.
Absolutely.
Like, ass selfie. What do they call those? Belfie?
Belfie. Butt selfie. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. It is an okay thing to disengage from for that reason. I think that there's a piece of me that's like, I can tell, like accepting mom. She put in her email, except that it was important to her that accepting applications for a mom is her immediate. That's what she wrote about. She didn't write, this guy's got a cheesy profile, take a look. She said, oh, he's asking for women to. It's like, yeah, I that's right. Not my problem. The problem is more that he's a cheese ball.
Yeah, I think it's like a little bit of both. It's the W too.
Yeah, it's all shitty. It's all sucks. But I want to defend the idea that like mom, if it said dad handle mom accepting applications, that's fun and cute. He went too far with it for me.
Right. There are certain women I think this would work on.
Oh,
be one of them.
That's why he's doing it. It has worked. That's why he hasn't changed it.
Yeah, the dog Instagram in itself wouldn't be like that offensive to me.
Yeah, guys don't cock.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, guys don't cock block themselves. That's just not how it works.
Exactly.
Well, we solved dating again, Jordana. We did it.
That's our show.
That's our show. We're here every Wednesday and Sunday. Keep spreading the word. Telling a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. All you got to do is make it your Instagram story. It's as easy as that. So
exactly. And if you want to be part of our virtual live show, if you want to come on with us virtually onto the virtual stage, email us a deal reveal, which is text screenshots of a weird text exchange. We'll interpret them. We'll let you know if you're crazy or if he's crazy or if you're both crazy. Also email our dating app makeover section is sponsored by Ship. So please send us your Ship profiles and we will make them over if you want to come on stage. For us, I'm really excited. I love these shows. I think it's going to be fun.
So much
fun. Watch from your couch.
There's so much fun. Watch from your couch. Have a great time. Get together with people. Do a Zoom afterwards. This is what it's all about. So we'll be back next episode, and we'll see you at the live show.
Bye.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.